The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, everybody. It is 2 minutes after the hour, 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning, the 18th of March, 2023, with wide open lines. We had jam lines at the end of the last hour. Dave Williams was here, and it was a great hour. He's a fine young man. He's a good friend. Sunny and 45 today, 52 on Sunday, first day of spring. Monday, 55 degrees. Donald Trump has posted on his own social media platform, Truth Social. He expects to be arrested Tuesday in a criminal case in New York involving hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. And he is signaling right now, protest, take our nation back. That is January 6th signaling. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen on Tuesday when Donald Trump is, they put the chains on him and law enforcement in New York, they've been making security preparations for who knows what. And the January 6th sadness continues, but there's been no public announcement of any time frame for the grand jury's secret work on the case, including potential votes on whether to indict Donald Trump. Now, the case really has been something everybody has talked about and read about. It goes back, and this did not happen while Donald Trump was, of course, president. It didn't happen even when he was a candidate. But he had, according to what I have read and others have published, he had unprotected anal sex with porn star Stormy Daniels, actually only weeks after his son was born. This happened in 2006. Now he's off to the races. He's making his run, and up pops the devil. Two things happened. There was another woman who apparently was a Playboy bunny, and some of this money filters through the National Enquirer, and then some of it goes right to his attorney, and his attorney pays her. And it's 130 G's to keep her mouth shut. It's called back to Watergate. It's called hush money. And they pay off. And then his attorney gets paid out of some other funds, winky winky, for 35. It was 35,000 bucks a check. And they were buying Stormy off. And but it wasn't so much, I think, doing that as where did the funds come from. But I think that may be the least of former President Trump's problems. I've been reading about the Georgia grand jury, and that stuff is going to be devastating if these people say things like they would spend the day and go out in the car and cry before they would go home because of the people's lives that were destroyed. Then you still got the New York stuff coming, and you've got Washington, D.C. stuff. Look, it's over. You can believe what you want to believe, and the wall is crazy this morning, as it always is, but federal prosecutors now say Donald Trump directed that guy Cohen, his lawyer, to arrange hush payments to Stormy and to McDougal, the other woman. But the Justice Department did not bring charges against Trump, who was in the middle of serving his presidential term. Now it's over. And so now you have two fronts, actually three, counting Washington, D.C. What do you think will happen? What do you think will occur? And also, my column, you can read it on our website. It'll be out in the Chronicle. And I titled it, When the Truth is Found to Be Lies, which was that Grace Slick Jefferson Airplane, summer of 67, and her song, Don't You Want Somebody to Love. And I opened the column with, it always comes at that moment in a person's life when they discover there's no such thing as Santa Claus. The Easter Bunny is made up. There's no such thing as a witch on Halloween, as sure as hell ain't a pony under the tree on Christmas morning. Now it's happening at Fox News. Their big stars are being outed in a lawsuit by a local election voting firm, Dominion. Fox News host equally featured election deniers in the weeks after Trump's 2020 election defeat, and under oath, the likes of Sean Hannity and others say now they never believed election lies despite pushing them on the show. I want you to tell me what you think of this now. Fox viewers questioned the election. They're afraid of them. And we go out to write about Rupert Murdoch and how he becomes sort of this Robespierre character now himself, afraid of the mob. And I said, now comes Smartmatic, Dominion suit filed in 2021. The Fox viewers were told that, and fake talk radio said that Smartmatic was a Venezuelan company under the control of a dead dictator, and that they did six different battleground states. Truth of that, the only place Smartmatic was used was in Los Angeles, L.A. County. And I end with this, and I put a picture up of Will Smith smacking, but it said I put Dave Williams's picture, excuse me, name on Will Smith, and the smackee is establishment GOP Chris Rock. Now watch. Who will be next? The answer is Fake Talk Radio is next. And the best to Dave Williams, the crown prince of what's left of the Republican Party in Colorado. Good luck, Dave. You're going to need it. So, 303-696-1971. What's going to happen? We go to Brian. You're out of the box. Brian, good morning.
Hey, Pete. You know, I'm listening and, you know, reading about this indictment stuff. And, you know, maybe. I know, you know, Alan Dershowitz once said you can indict a ham sandwich if you want, you know.
And you can indict people that are legitimately did it.
You're right. But again, we've seen the Clintons run roughshod over everybody.
Comparing and contrasting is interesting.
Hush money, okay. Pete. Like,
all right.
I know what you're saying, but hear me out. Is what I'm saying is we've seen this that people do hush money this, hush money that, and they nobody indicts them.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on, just a second. Let's go back to Nixon paying hush money off to all the Watergate burglars and all those other people. They paid everybody off, and they all went to prison. So don't say that.
But, Pete, how corrupt the Obama and the Clinton administrations were.
Why must you guys do this? Why can't you look at this full-on for exactly what it is, an extremely corrupt criminal indictment? That's all it is. It's like if I started to talk about this and you said, well, what about organized crime, Peter? I'm going, it doesn't equate. This is
but
this
you have
man.
To look at who the investigators are, Pete, and that's
see,
the thing.
So,
they,
okay, well, then, I, don't, then don't believe it. Then well, may I ask you this? Can I ask you this straight up? Was the election stolen from Donald Trump?
No, but I'm one of those people that thinks a lot of crazy things went on that we got to fix. But does that make me crazy?
What in particular would you like to fix?
I would like to fix that all the voter rolls that we have that we send out so many ballots.
So then it was stolen.
We send out so many ballots to people that don't even live here.
Then it was stolen.
I'm just saying that.
No, just tell me.
Right.
Just say Peter was stolen.
If you want me to say that, Peter?
No,
so then
I don't want you
crazy. I'm not willing to drive off the cliff and say it was stolen. But I'm one of those people that think a lot of crazy things went on that makes it
and
not
a lot
legitimate
of
to
how
me.
How about when W beats Al Gore and the hanging Chad and everything that went to Supreme Court? And I finished a book a couple years back that this guy believes historically that it was Papa Bush's Supreme Court appointments that threw it across the bridge for the kid. Do you believe that's possible?
Yeah, I do, Pete. And
no, I mean, go ahead.
But what I'm saying, Pete, is this is the problem with the party, okay, in Colorado and all over the country. Is we've got people that support Trump, and now all of a sudden the old guard like you.
I'm not an old guard Republican by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I know, Pete, but you're not. But you're not willing.
I don't believe
to,
lies.
To
I don't.
Be,
I,
party.
No, I don't believe lies. No, I'm more than willing.
So
just,
the gentleman you had on this morning, you call him a liar?
No,
his position's basically mine.
No, it isn't. I don't know your position on crime or drugs or the rest of it. So please don't say that. I'm going to wrap this up. This young man who was sitting here, Dave Williams, he's the last ditch. He's the last chance that this party has. And if he continues to hang around with the kinds of people that I've been talking about for 2.5 years, this party will flame. If he takes this party by the reins and he gets rid of the crazies and starts to bring people in who are talking about crime and talking about homelessness and talking about drugs and talking about education, not talking about the vaccine was invented by the Chinese. There's all this new evidence on the raccoon dogs, or bringing up all the craziness that gets brought up. Donald Trump really won. He gets away from those people. You got a puncher's chance at turning this country around or turning this state around. And at that point, if you don't got that, Brian, you don't got it. You can take the last comment, please.
But Pete, that's what you guys told us last election.
So what?
Is run away from these people, and we did.
No, they didn't.
Guess what?
No, they didn't. Those people destroyed the whoever the Republican Party put up. If they did not believe the lie, they were stabbed in the back, and it's the flat truth. Whether you like it or not, that's what they did.
Go lead, follow, okay. Or get out of the way, Pete.
Well, I don't know what that means either. All right, man. Let's go to Don. Don, you're on a radio show. It's 12 after the hour. Good morning.
Hello, Peter. And I really heard about this early in the morning when I was listening to Bo Snerdly's talk show out of New York. And I am very concerned that this is going to be a repeat of January 6th on a different form.
I do, too.
Form.
And, I do, too.
And there are still conservatives. There are still some of my friends that are going to stick to Donald Trump. No matter what, they got issues with DeSantis, and you know it's that LBJ mentality with us on this end when it comes to Donald J. Trump. I do not know. I mean, and I heard on 1010 Wins just to hear a different or a more objective left center of the news that the law enforcement is not planning on cuffing Donald Trump. At least from what I've heard,
On the front of Drudge this morning, like four stories down, they have a story there that said he will be cuffed. Now, I don't think they're going to cuff him.
I don't think so either, but I think he's winding up his base, you know, and I'm afraid, you know, that to quote a line from Return of the Jedi, it's a trap.
Well, the man has said on his social media, protest, comma, take our nation back. That's January 6th signaling.
And it is January 6th signaling. And I mean, you know, yes, I mean, there are some legitimate grievances. I mean, this would be a first as far as a president being arrested, although you mentioned Nixon came close to that happening.
Would have. Had it not been for Gerald Ford, you're absolutely right. And Ford, we now know, there's new as there always is in history when new releases happen, that I thought he had the pardon in his pocket when he got on the helicopter. He did not. And he also took documents with him to San Clemente, and he also had called back, and he wanted the tapes. It's like really crazy stuff that Nixon and those guys had to stop Nixon. And I really believed that he had the pardon when he left. He did not. And I'm like this Gerald Ford fan. Gerald Ford, he put his own political career at risk, and he lost to Jimmy Carter. And one of the principal reasons that he lost was people said that he pardoned Richard Nixon, and they wanted Nixon to stand trial, rightfully so, for the crimes that he had committed, and he did. But Gerald Ford said, I don't want to tear the country. And then also what happened in Vietnam. And the NVA was coming down Route 1 into Saigon, and there were people, the hawks in the Senate, that wanted him to start the arc light raids again, the B-52 raids and everything, and he said, no, that war's over. And he's a very brave and a very decent man, and probably what he did for Nixon, and he didn't get back in the insanity, was why Jimmy Carter won. But as we just said moments ago with Dave, no one saw Ronald Reagan.
Although Ronald Reagan did try to get the nomination in 1976 and lost, and then with Ford out of the way and Jimmy Carter in office, he had more of a clearer shot, although the elites in both political parties did not want him to see him thrive.
No, that's true.
Forget it.
That's true. Remember, they wanted to talk about a co-presidency. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But the thing with Reagan is that he stayed a statesman. He was tough. He was rough. He could put up with a Sam Donaldson and not run him out like Trump did with Jim Acosta. He stood firm. You know, you have to be presidential. You have to be diplomatic. I mean, you cannot be a talk radio host in the Oval Office. Let the talk radio shows be who they are, and be the statesman as an elected official.
Well, you know, Reagan.
But Trump wouldn't do that.
Reagan was the last great American president. The Bushes and Bill Clinton and the rest. They couldn't carry Reagan's jock out on the field to play the game. Take care. 303-696-1971. Ski season, ski Monday. Spring skiing. Monday's first day of spring. So the light is, you know, it's warmer, everything that comes with it. And spring skiing, and there's some, Winter Park has like gorilla snow. I mean, they got that hero snow. The snow is great. And you know what it means? As you're wrapping it up, it's time to visit Larson Ski and Sport and see if all your new gear is there for the season. Get ready, get out there, and have some fun. Kids and grandkids always do rentals. Take it from me. You got any ski, snowboard gear, Larson Ski and Sport this time of year, everything's going to change again. So if you're looking for a day or season rental, Larson's has the great rentals available. You can rent demos. If you're looking for new ski boots, Larson has the latest fitting process in Colorado. Watch these guys work. The guys at Larson's will take the time to get to know you and your family, match you with all the right brands. Enjoy your time on the hill. Larson's is so convenient. You can stop on the way up, stop on the way home. The big wooden building south of I-70 on Kipling, 7 days a week. So you're westbound on I-70, get off on the Kipling exit, come down the ramp, make a left. There's a tunnel, goes under I-70. Come out the other side, look to the right. You'll see the Crab Shack. Right next to the Crab Shack is this great big wooden building. I don't care, cross-country, snowboards. That's where Alan Samuel got his new snowboard. These are the big wooden buildings south of 70 on Kipling. John Marriott, Paul, the guys at Larson's, absolute experts at everything you need for winter sports. Larson Ski and Sport, south of I-70 on Kipling, 303-423-0654. 303-423-0654. LarsonSport.com. Let's take one more call, and then we'll take a pause. We'll save this guy a nickel in Loveland. This is Max. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, brother.
So, personally, I think that the Democrats are making a mistake in when they're going to arrest Trump next week. I've been like a law-abiding citizen forever. At this point, I have zero trust in the FBI, CIA, you know, pick your TLA acronym. And after they do that, it's just basically that's all they're doing.
This isn't the FBI.
They're all related.
No,
they're not. Coordinated.
Once again, no, this is the Manhattan.
LBS.
Okay. If you think the Manhattan district attorney and the CIA are the same.
Biden could go in and say, you know what, we're pardoning him. We're not going after this. Okay. And he would probably go up in the polls 10 points.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
All right. 303-696-1971, 45, sunny and cool. When Donald Trump says, protest, take our nation back, is that January 6th signaling? I certainly believe it is. Donald Trump claims he'll be arrested on Tuesday. And if you think the Manhattan DA's office and the CIA, do with this as you may, as the man said. 20 after the hour, relaxed and at ease. Twin Aspen Dental's sedation dentistry. So whether you need a routine cleaning, same-day crown, a one-day dental makeover, Doctors Richter and Snyder and their team will ease dental anxiety. My family and I have gotten quality care at Twin Aspen Dental for years. Most up-to-date technology for less invasive treatments than traditional dental procedures. Do not let old-school fears keep you from a beautiful smile and a healthy mouth. Relaxed and comfortable sedation dentistry. This couple of years back, I had gone for a long time without a deep cleaning. I met Shiloh, and now it's game on. I go every 6 months and get them cleaned. So a deep cleaning is quick and it's pain-free. If it's been a while since you've seen the dentist, don't wait. Take the first step towards answering that question of how do I get a great smile. They can really do everything. Twin Aspen Dental's office, located on Stroh Road, in front of the Lehman Academy in Parker. They're right off of Parker Road. Visit TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, 303-841-7466. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, 303-841-7466. Don't wait. 45 will be the high. Do you believe Donald Trump when he says he will be arrested? Of course, he knows something. And what will it be? And when he says, protest, take our nation back, is he January 6th signaling again? 710 KNUS. Lines are jammed. It's a Saturday morning, 25 after the hour, 10:25, 710 KNUS. Sunny and cool and 45, the high, 22 tonight, 52 tomorrow, and the first day of spring. 710 KNUS, protest, take our nation back. That's January 6th stuff. And I love the idea that nothing matters as long as it doesn't matter. And it's true. You listen to responses and some pretty nasty email stuff, and it's all, they personalize it, which, you know, I'll read it on the air. It isn't about me. It's about what's going on. So, hey, Peter, do you ever wonder if there's a love child out there from your drug alcohol days? You and Donald might have similar problems. See, it has, what we're talking about has zero to do with me. I'm like, I'm a pneumatic tube system. Like, this is a talk show. You think that stuff hurts? Or does, well, wow, that's really interesting comparison analysis. Here's one, which I think is interesting. I watch Fox TV, listen to 710. You're the only one who talks about stolen elections. I think you're punch drunk. Okay. Cowboy Moving and Storage is the recommended mover. And my friends and the Cowboy Moving guys, cowboymoving.com, click on customer reviews. It's incredible. 1,300 reviews. I go on the web and I had to go and looked at this stuff. And, wow, they have a rating of 4.9, which is, that's pretty steep. It's great. It's unheard of. And we've been around Cowboy now for years and years and years. Family owned and operated, same family since 1968. Actually, I saw one of their load and holds. So Cowboy Moving does what's called a load and hold. Basically, if you're moving into a new office or a residence, but you got to leave your current location before the new place is available, they come in this storage service, and they load all of your goods into the load and hold trailer. And then they park it. It's warm. It's dry. And they wait. And when it's game on, then they deliver all the stuff to your new place, your new home or your new office, or back from the office, back to your house, whatever it is. What makes Cowboy the recommended mover is the men that do the job. The guys have been with Cowboy now for years, and they truly make the difference from moves to loads to holds to storage. Our friends Cowboy. Cowboy is Colorado's recommended mover, and they give a hunk of everything to Freedom Service Dogs. I got a friend who's got one of these. 303-789-2200. Make them a call and say, I just, you know, come on an estimate. We're going to move Grandma's piano or the whole house or, you know, you pick them, we'll play them. 303-789-2200, 303-789-2200. Lines are jammed. We'll try Nick. Nick, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning. Just a couple of general comments. Sure. Everybody likes to complain about all the things that are wrong in this country, and it's basically the same litany of things that are wrong. And there are a lot of things that are wrong. But I think what needs to happen and to start turning this country around in the right direction is I think that the states have to start taking back the power they used to have, but somehow because of World War One and Two and the Depression and all that migrated to the federal level. I think a lot of that power has to come back to the state level, because there at least you have a little bit more control as a private citizen over the corruption or things that go wrong than when it's in faraway Washington, D.C.
You have to be careful with that. If you go back in the formation of the country, it's called the Federalist Papers. And they they argued about where the power would lie. And one of the great tests, of course, is the American Civil War. Right. But if you look back and think something like, do you really believe that in 1964 or 65, the state of Mississippi would have given African Americans the right to vote with everything? No. And it had to take that's really the fight. And I mean, as much as I despise the power of the federal government, I mean, the question you pose, by the way, is a brilliant question. Where does the power lie? Well, guys like Orville Faubus and, you know, and those guys, they found out the hard way. You know, I think Ike sent the 101st Airborne goes to Little Rock and confronts, was it George Wallace? And, you know, and it goes on again and again and again. And there's huge mistakes that are made. And, you know, but where's the power lie? The power lies with the feds, Supreme Court. We test our state laws at the Supreme Court. But your question is brilliant. I mean, the question is the right question. I don't know how you get away from my concern right now is what's going to happen to the Second Amendment. And it's happening right now to the First Amendment. And as I mentioned many times, the Second Amendment's the only, you know, constitutional grant that you and I have that you still have to ask the government for permission for. And that's federal stuff. So I don't have an answer.
Well, you have to start somewhere. And the thing is, even if you, the important thing is you have to start. And chances are you're going to start and it's going to be wrong. But at least you have to start.
Yeah, but you know, but people have been conditioned now to receiving, quote, gifts from the feds. And
yes.
there's a great moment in The Right Stuff where Lyndon Johnson at the Houston Space Center, and he says to these people, he said, look what I have given you, as though he did it. You know, look what I have brung you, as though he had done that. And
well, one of the, I mean, you can, there are all kinds of different entry points where you have to start to try to get a handle or get your arms wrapped around all the problems.
Yeah.
However, one of the things that we really have to change is our educational system. You know, when I was growing up, at least we learned the three R's.
Yeah.
And most schools taught you at least how to think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's not happening
no.
in today's school.
Very good.
You have to learn how to think.
Good call. Thank you, sir. We go here. We go to Brian. You're on a radio show. Good morning. It's Saturday.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey. Man, they're playing you again, Peter. You keep getting played out there.
By whom?
What's this? By everybody. You look at, you know the guy Jacob Chansley from January 6th? You like to keep mentioning January 6th.
Oh, you're talking about the shaman.
Yeah, the guy that, who was escorted around by police. They
you
even
know,
tried to open up doors
listen,
for him,
watch,
and he's got 4 years. How do you feel about that, Peter?
Hang on a second. They were trying to calm him down, and of the 42,000 hours, they found, Tucker found that cut. And no one else has seen what Tucker can see. They have spoken with the officers. He was hollering and screaming. He had a spear, and they had opened the door. They were trying to calm him down. Look at what
Peter,
happened.
Peter, he prayed
okay.
for the officers on the floor.
Okay,
you know,
fine.
Come on.
No, I don't
it's
know.
It's just like.
I don't know, and I'm
well,
not.
Well, let me ask you this. I'll give you an example of how you've been played.
Okay.
Just like the vaccine. You kept pushing the vaccine. You took the vaccine. Now, why did you take the vaccine? Because you thought you weren't going to get COVID, right? That's why they told you that, right, Peter? But you got played. You took the vaccine, you still got COVID.
But the COVID
vaccine didn't stop
no,
COVID,
stop
did it?
Stop. Wait a minute. Stop. Brian, listen to me, Brian. I'll tell you this, Brian. You got played, Brian. The COVID that I got, I was sick for 4 or 5 days. Would I have been sicker? I don't know. But Brian, listen to me, Brian. Before you get too played here, Brian, right now the evidence is pouring out now about the raccoon dogs in China.
Oh,
okay. Then don't believe it. Don't believe it, Jim. Excuse me, Brian. Take the last comment. If you don't want to believe it, I don't care.
Why did his top scientist, one of the top scientists, say immediately this looks like it was lab created? Then they had a meeting the next day. Then that same
who's
guy
they?
Came out and said,
Who,
"No,
Jack,
no,
Brian, who's they?"
Fauci.
No, it wasn't.
Okay,
Fauci.
He had a meeting.
No,
he
Fauci.
Had...
No, he didn't do that.
Yes, he did, and
okay,
he gave him
right.
a $9 million grant.
Okay,
Peter,
right.
you keep getting played, and you're making
okay.
a fool of yourself.
Right,
you got to quit.
All right,
you're being a sucker.
All right, man. Anything else? Hey, coming up. Hi, right, Jim, you're on a radio show. Good morning. Whoops, Mr. I dropped. 303-696-1971. No, the shaman was led through. They were trying to calm him down. This has all been talked about now by those cops. And there's a woman by the name of Lisa Riefenstahl. Leni Riefenstahl, who made Triumph of the Will for the Fuhrer, for Adolf Hitler. And it was the same thing with the 2000 Mules. That was a Riefenstahl film. They're propaganda films. Now, when Tucker Carlson gets 42,000 hours, and no one else gets them, you know, there's going to be problems over that, too. So they find this, 30-second cut of him being led, and guys like Brian believe that this is the truth. And the guy was off the hook. And they were trying to calm him down, and they walked him along and opened the doors for him because he's crazy. He's nuts. He's inside. And that turns into the lies that are being told on talk radio and the idiocy that appears now in the form of this is talk radio. Look at that film. 42,000 hours. And they found that little segment. And it's almost like the same thing Ray Epps. The Ray Epps cut actually takes place January the 5th, not the 6th. And I've really pushed into Ray Epps because people stick Ray Epps in your face every other afternoon. The Ray Epps cut comes from January the 5th. Epps is acting stupidly at times, but he's telling people this way, this way. That was the day before. It wasn't January the 6th. It was January the 5th. The FBI repeatedly, as you know, they've interviewed Epps. Epps has appeared. And right now, I actually believe Ray Epps is hiding in Colorado. He's hiding from people because these people want to hurt him. So the election deniers that turn their focus onto this stuff like this last caller, it isn't true. Now, you want to make it true, that's fine. You can make almost anything true in your head. But it's not there. Donald Trump now says, you know, protest, take our nation back. It's January 6th signaling. He allegedly will be handcuffed, some people say. I don't think they'll handcuff the former president. But the former Manhattan, the DA, and actually the guys in New York who had picked up this under Trump and his political campaign and the Stormy Daniels hush money. Now, they paid her off. And it's what they did. But then they maneuvered the money to make it look like it was a legal fee. It wasn't a legal fee. It was hush money to a porn star and also the other woman, the Playboy Bunny. And Donald Trump, who you love, did not want you to know that he was making whoopee with a porn star, actually a few weeks after the birth of his son. As I say, do with this as you may. It being played, if you're buying a big lie. All right, ski season is in full swing. Plan on Monday. The snow is great. You know what it means. It's time to visit Larson Ski and Sport and get all your great gear for the season, for next year as well. We've got a couple more months of great ski season. Actually, I guess Arapahoe Basin, some of those guys say we're staying late. Take it from me. If you need any ski or snowboard gear, go to Larson Ski and Sport. If you're looking for a day or a season rental, Larson still has rentals available. If you're looking for new ski boots, Larson has the best fitting process in Colorado. The guys at Larson's will take the time to get to know you, get to know your family, match you up with all the right brands. You can enjoy your time on the hill. It is a wonderful time to ski. It's warmer. It's more light. You know, they still get tons of deep snow. Larson's is so convenient. You can stop on the way up the hill or on the way home. The big wooden box door south of I-70 on Kipling. So you're going westbound on I-70. Get off on the Kipling ramp. Come down. Make a left at the bottom of the ramp. Go under I-70. Come out the other side. Look to your right. You'll see the Crab Shack and then the big wooden box. The big wooden box door is Larson Ski and Sport. John Marriott, Paul, all the guys who are there, they're best. Stop and see them 7 days a week. Whatever you would like to see, whatever you would like to do with skiing winter sports, from boards to cross countries, snowshoes. Larson Ski and Sport, side by 70 on Kipling, 303-423-0654. 303-423-0654. It's LarsonSport.com. Oh, look, let's look at this. Ray Epps was January 5th, not the 6th. And the shaman was being led through. These people have already talked about it. They said, we were trying to calm him down, so we opened the door for him. That turns into Tucker Carlson's lies. Tucker Carlson has come out and said, I hate Donald Trump. He's come out and said this. And now Tucker's trying to weasel back in. And it looks like, according to the caller, he weaseled back in. It's a Riefenstahl film. Donald Trump claims he'll be arrested on Tuesday in New York in a criminal case. How now, brown cow? Let me read a couple to you and we'll break. I would encourage you to go to C-SPAN. The new stuff that's coming out is what it started to the old stuff. It was the raccoon dogs. There are these things that people buy and eat in China. Mr. Boyles, didn't the Chinese feed that info into the raccoon dogs and the World Health? We're all being played, divide and conquer. No, look, it is a SARS-esque COVID. I mean, it's the original 68 Chinese Hong Kong flu. This morphs and it changes in animals. Oh no, it's the Kung flu. You're being played. I love that. Sunny, 45, 52 tomorrow. Monday, 55, and spring begins. Your calls right after this. The late, great Mr. Sam Cooke. It's 10:44, 16 before the hour. Made it to a Saturday, the morning show, sunny and cool and 45, 52 Sunday. First day of spring, Monday, 55 degrees. From the wall, you say the CIA is not the same as the Manhattan DA. Yes, I did say that. What about the Denver Police Department? When Hancock first ran for mayor, what happened to their surveillance and client logger ledger, I think, a ledger evidence they had on him related to players and sugar? It just went away. We have an unbelievable corrupt and or lopsided justice system in this country. Sadly, we are not much better than other corrupt nations. Well, you're talking to the guy who broke the players and sugar story, who I think paid for it in the short run, and the CIA was not involved. Now, I don't know where the two tie in, but they send them in and I read them. All right, let's go start with Frank on line one. Frank, you're on a radio show. Good morning. It's Saturday.
Hey, Peter. Hey, I would invite the Trump defenders at this point to just try and step back and have a little self-reflection. You're defending a guy who had sex with a porn star, and then when this news was breaking and was coming out and would probably have tanked his election, he was either too dumb or too crooked to effectuate a good hush money payoff.
Now, remember, it was his lawyer. Trump, according to Cohen, and I've been reading this for a couple of days, the feds say that Cohen said that Trump directed him to arrange for the hush money to Clifford and to McDonald. Her real name, Stormy McDonald's real last name is
right.
Clifford. And the Justice Department didn't bring charges against Trump when he was in the middle of serving his presidential term. And remember, it was Cyrus Vance's office in 18. So what they did is and it was in 2006 is when he had sex with her. And it was about 4 weeks after Barron was born. And then she threatened to come out. And the other woman, whose last name is McDougal, she was the one that the National Enquirer, remember they paid off the National Enquirer.
Right.
And so, this is hush money. It's Watergate stuff.
The reason this is a criminal thing is because this, and look, if Trump, I would imagine even if Trump's inflated self-worth, the $130,000 or whatever it was, I think it was $460,000 in total to Cohen because he took his cut, but it came out of his election fund. It came out of his organization's fund.
That was Richard Nixon's point where...
Why would somebody not have just the sense to make this payoff
because he's Donald Trump, but they took the money. Remember, it was Cohen's money, and then Trump paid him back at $35,000 at a time in Donald Trump checks. And his payment back to Cohen was 35 G's at a time. But where did the 35 come from? The 35 came from places it's not supposed to come from. Remember with Nixon, and I keep always coming back to Watergate, where there's this moment where they need $1 million as part of John Dean's testimony. And I'm not a John Dean fan, but Nixon said, how much would it cost? And John Dean said it would cost $1 million. And Nixon said, we got that kind of money. And there was no way that they got that money, except some people believe now in the latest books on Jimmy Hoffa, that was the bribe to get Jimmy out of jail. And that they gave Richard Nixon, and it coincides with everything at the same time, that they delivered the cash, the Teamster cash, to Nixon. And they wanted to make the stipulation that Jimmy could not try and take the union back. And, of course, he tried to, which eventually leads to his murder. But they were getting, and Nixon, remember, Nixon pardons Jimmy Hoffa, and for the first time in American history, a major labor union votes for a Republican. And that was the cost of that, and that money was hush money. It's all intertwined.
That's what makes it criminal. It's obvious they were trying to, kind of fumblingly, trying to launder this money payment. Which originated out of sources that you're not supposed to be paying out of.
Yeah,
and that's what makes it criminal.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do with paybacks through the lawyer.
Apparently they got it. If Donald Trump now is saying that he's going to be nabbed on Tuesday, then, you know, like there, it was speculation. When did the grand jury vote? Did they vote Thursday? Did they vote Friday? The other grand jury to watch, and it's far more damning, is the Georgia stuff in the people that their lives. I mean, I went through a lot of threat stuff here and getting some of that backdoor threat stuff now. But that's part, for me, it's like part of the job is what are you going to do? But Donald Trump lost the presidential election, and he brings in the big lie that the election had been stolen from him through this massive electoral fraud. But there's no evidence of any of that. I mean, it's just nonsense.
No, and it's evidence to the contrary.
Exactly.
Anything like that happened. And what bothers me is that this person, once again, be self-reflective, Trump supporters, who you support so well, is now making the same January 6th dog whistles to crazy, unhinged people over his arrest for what is obviously criminal conduct.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
his
words.
Well, this is the person you are supporting.
Yeah, his words are protest, take our nation back. That's a January 6th dog whistle. And
absolutely.
Donald.
And it's to what end? At this point, ask yourself, who is more dangerous to this country at this point? Is it Biden or is it Trump? Yeah, I mean, I think Biden's plenty dangerous.
Oh.
But Trump, don't fool yourself. Yeah. He's dangerous, too.
This is Gotterdammerung. This is the twilight of the gods. This is, I'll pull the building down on top of myself, and I will prove to you that I'm right. And you know, history is replete with these. You know, it's almost like the end with Richard Nixon. But Richard Nixon is a better guy, believe it or not. I mean, and I'm no Nixon fan.
Oh,
but
he is. Objectively, you got to say,
He's a better man. Talk to you. Thank you, sir. All right, we go to who's next? Rick is next. And if I don't finish Rick, I'll put you on hold, bring you back on the other side. You're on the radio show. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Peter.
Hey, man.
Good to talk with you. I go way back listening to you back to the Alan Berg days.
Oh, wow.
So on and up, not straight through.
Okay.
But, you know, I was listening to Dave Williams, and to that, on the one hand, he says he wants to. He's not going to put his personal views forward. He's going to go to what the voters want to advocate. And then on the other hand, he gets asked whether he would repudiate the big lie. And he basically dances around that and says, I won't repudiate the big lie. But the big lie is a loser in the general election.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, he needs to repudiate that in order to do his goal, which is to appeal and start winning races. It's not going to happen. He won't repudiate the big
lie. No, I'll tell you, he's a really good guy. And like I said earlier, I didn't want him to win because I despise what those people have done to Colorado. And then up pops the devil, Dave wins. I get a phone call, Dave won. And I legitimately really care about him and like him. I think he's a really fine young guy. But he's got, we're talking off air, he and I, and I said, this is like when Dave Beck goes to the penitentiary and Jimmy Hoffa takes over the union. Well, you know, like Jimmy had to get rid of guys, you know, that were, you know, when Jimmy takes the union, I think the drivers were making $3 an hour. When Jimmy goes to Lewisburg, drivers are making like $35 an hour. They love Jimmy. And so, but he had to come in and purge. And this party needs purged. You got to get rid of the Tina Peters people. You got to get rid of them. They made a deal. And I guess Tina Peters has been offered a position. You can't do that. You can't do it.
Exactly.
Rick. No.
You need to repudiate the big lie.
Well,
you know, I would suggest that Dave Williams talk to Jenna Ellis about where she just recently, to save her law license, admitted.
Yeah, but then
she's
in my column. Then she goes outside like a kindergartner and goes, nanner, nanner, I really didn't mean it. And I got to tell you something.
And I hope they discipline her for that. I'm a lawyer, and I'm outraged.
Did you see? And
Trump lawyers who have no regard for the truth and will just, you know, we promise to tell the truth, you know, when we're in court.
Sure.
Even when we're outside of court advocating for a client. And it just pisses me off to see these Trump lawyers have no regard for that.
Yeah.
The client wants them to lie. Oh,
sure,
yeah.
We'll lie.
I
wrote
that's
this.
That's like the worst thing a lawyer can do.
I wrote my column in the Chronicle, and it's on the internet now. And I titled it, When the Truth is Found to Be Lies, in the Grace Slick Airplane Line. But I wrote about Jenna, and this is because I got the column in front of me. And I said, I suffered 2.5 years of election deniers watching people now facing felony charges. watching Jenna Ellis, after accepting a censure, going outside the courtroom like a little kid in kindergarten, sticking out her tongue and going, "Nanner, nanner, I really didn't mean it." Well, I'll tell you what, I don't think that's going to be lost on the judge.
I hope so. I think they went easy on her. I think she should have been disbarred for.
I do too.
Because it was very, very important lie that she told.
Do you think
and had really bad effects on the American public and American democracy?
Yeah.
And she got kind of a slap on the wrist on the idea that they're giving her another chance. immediately.
Well.
She goes and puts her foot in it again.
But the most dangerous one of all is John Eastman. Eastman's more dangerous. The things that he did and the stuff that he wrote and the constitutional stuff that he said to Trump, John Eastman, he is the most dangerous of any of those lawyers that was ever around Trump.
I absolutely agree. And I know you had some controversy with him, and I don't understand the facts of it, what happened, and sometimes you're going to have to
tell a story the other side, but it simply was, I caught him, and he was talking about affidavits, and I said, affidavits are, I said, I can sign an affidavit that I saw Bigfoot, doesn't mean anything, and he got really PO'd, and he got chesty, and he hung up, and the fact of the matter is, I've talked to many people like yourself, great lawyers, and they said, Peter, you had him. Because on affidavits are meaningless. Just means I can make up anything I want to in an affidavit. You have to be able to prove it in court. And they said you had him. So he, and I tell you what, people in my family got threatened over that one, pal. So, all right. I love you. Thanks. All right, everybody. We're going to take another turn around. 303-696-1971. Saturday morning, 45, and sunny and cool, and a little warmer tomorrow, 52. I'm trying to find a way to get the motorcycle out. Skiing on Monday, 55. Tuesday, remember, first day of spring is Monday. Open lines will continue. We're talking about any number of things. Somebody said, you can go to the KHW, listen to me, 710 KNUS website. Click on shows. My little face shows up, Peter Boyles. Click on that. Go down and read columns. And the new column from the Chronicle is When the Truth is Found to Be Lies. Grace Slick, Jefferson Airplane, 1967, Summer of Love. Right back after this.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.